to episode 4 of The Pause Button, the only furry gaming podcast held together by masking tape. I'm your host, Alabaster. We're not going to explain it.
No. Well, we have to. Come on. Okay. So, I'm Laces, and as he just said, he's Alabaster, and our microphone is held to our mic stand by masking tape because we don't have an actual clip for it.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's been hanging there for a good month now.
Yeah.
We got through it this time. We're going to have a fabulous show today. Today's episode is AI, Artificial Intelligence, and not the Steven Spielberg movie. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't, but
it's really sad. It made me cry as a child. Was AI. It good?
Should I watch it?
I don't know. It was probably pretty bad. I have no idea. You know, when you're a kid, you have no clue.
Okay.
AI, we're talking about, you know, the enemies in games and how smart and or stupid they are, right?
Yeah, I was pointing my finger at him and going to add that.
Hey, I should have looked for emails. Maybe we got some.
Mm.
No, have we gotten to a point where we're not even looking anymore?
Well,
that's okay.
That's okay. We probably didn't get emails.
That's all right. So yeah, what's up?
Yeah, so, well, you start with what you've been playing and stuff.
Okay, well, I only have one answer to that, and that is Rayman Origins. I've been going nuts on that game.
And now you're going to have to correct yourself.
Oh, yeah. So last week I said a little something about Rayman. I made an assumption that it was made in Montreal. And even though I knew the name of the guy who, you know, made it, the Michel Ancel or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I don't remember. Michael, was that? I think it's Michel. I said he's from Montreal. Both of those things are wrong. They're actually from France. I failed to remember that French people also come from France. fuck me. Yeah.
Oh.
it was made in Ubisoft Montpellier, which I also assumed when I first looked it up was in Quebec or something. Nope. It's in France. Honest mistake. But I mean, they have a really... Ubisoft has a big team in Montreal, you know?
Yeah. Actually,
that's safe to assume.
I passed by their studio just the other day on the way to go get bagels.
Yeah? You see what they were making?
No, but... I saw where the building was located, and it's out in the middle of, well, not nowhere because it is the city, but it's still not accessible.
Really?
Like, you have to take a metro and then walk 25 minutes or take a bus for 10 minutes, but the buses only come like every 20, 30 minutes.
Real quick, like what street is on? Where is it? I'm curious.
I think it's near it's on Saint-Viateur. I know that.
No idea where that is. Rayman Origins is really fun, though. Let's just forget talking about that. Rayman Origins, like, it is a perfectionist's dream, a completionist's dream. Because, like, for every level, there's, like, a couple of different, like, medals or whatever you want to call them to be earned.
Yeah.
So, like, there's one for getting a certain amount of points, let's just say, in the level. And then there's one for getting, like, a certain speed through the level. And there's one for getting all the hidden unlockables. So, like, I finish a level, and then I play through it, like, 3 more times before moving on to the next one. And I love it. It's so great just, like, sweeping up all those different things, knowing that you're completing it 100%.
Nice.
As you go through it.
I really kind of like those games, too.
The only thing is, you have to listen in the game to hear, like, where the when you're close to an unlockable or something.
Ah.
Like, that's fine, except I'm playing it on the bus all the time and on the metro. So... subway for everyone else on the subway. So like I can't hear anything, you know?
It is called the subway everywhere else. I constantly forget that because living here I don't hear of anything else.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So when I'm at home, I sort of play through the level the first time and I get the little hidden unlockables.
Okay.
And then I save the speed runs, like all the timed things, for when I'm on the bus. Smart, it's working out.
It's good.
Yep.
I've been playing, I started playing the Duckro thing.
Hey, well, hold on a second, though. Didn't you say that you were going to get Rayman?
Yes.
And?
I paid for it, and it's waiting until Duckro is finished, which I'm not going to do a completionist thing. I'm just trying to get through it.
It's good.
To How try much was and it? See if there's more story. How much? It was $7 down from 16, I think, right. Something like that.
I knew I got it cheap, but I sort of forgot how much it was.
Ah,
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's like half price.
That's a retail game, I'm pretty sure. You could find that on the shelves somewhere.
No. It's supposedly the original price is only like $20.
Oh. Was that game originally on the Wii?
I think it was.
Was it on PS3 or anything at some point? Because there's touch controls in there where, like, I'm certain that those were originally in the game. Like, the game's sort of built with it. It's, you know, it works fine.
Yeah, but then
I'm
again,
thinking
it might
that's
have been...
totally a Wii game. But then I'm wondering, how was that done on the PS3?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing Dokuro, and it's
Dokuro.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
It's okay.
I'm done with Dokuro.
I'm just going to complete it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do platinuming or anything.
You seem to be enjoying it.
Well, it's fun for the challenge, but it's meh, as you said. I understand the meh-ness.
I don't know. Now I'm just tired of hearing about it. Like, I'm tired of it. And the
let's
more
move on to the next
thing.
No,
it's just the more I hear about it, the more I get that, like, sour taste in my mouth when I hear it. Like, I just want to move on now from, like...
Okay, well, I also recently finished Metro Last Light like 5 days.
On PC?
On PC, yes.
Okay.
It was really good.
Yeah. There was a lot of hype around that game before it came out. People were, like, really excited for it.
And then barely anyone talks about it afterwards.
Yeah, one of those. Is there online to it?
No.
Not at all?
Not that I know of, no.
Wow. You know, I played Metro
2033.
Thank you. You were going to have to fill that in for me. I played it once. I downloaded this service called OnLive. Ever heard of it? The one where you stream games and it's not actually being run on your computer, but you're streaming the video part.
But it doesn't really work that well.
Yeah, it's sort of iffy. But anyways, I got a free trial, you know, for whatever game you could play it for like an hour. And I played Metro. The Metro 2033. And that's it. That's my experience with that.
Oh, did you like it?
I got like halfway through the demo and I was like, this game is going to like scare the shit out of me. And then I stopped playing. I'm a baby when it comes to scary games.
Nightmares. Oh no.
I don't know. I mean, I told you the Minecraft thing, right?
Yeah. The Minecraft even scares you.
Scared the shit out of me. It's the Enderman.
Well, okay. The Minecraft is understandable because you don't really expect that stuff to happen.
Oh, I expected it. That's what made it so much scarier. Was I was
well, when,
sitting
I was
in this
scared
corner.
As shit to go into the Ender Portal.
I don't know.
Not
what
the
that
Ender
is.
Portal, the Nether Portal.
Oh, that's pretty scary in there too. Except
and you're
once
like
you
in
a
lava
it.
Place with all the pigmen screaming and
yeah,
yelling
really
and
screaming
stuff.
At you. I like that place.
Yet they're friendly.
It, you know,
that confused me.
That place isn't as scary as when you're stuck in a cave with an Enderman.
Yeah.
Anyone who hasn't played Minecraft, I think you've got it. Do you have to play Minecraft?
I think you have to, yeah. It's one of those games you have to try out. You
it's,
can't just say you
really
don't like it or
special.
Like it. You have to actually try it before you say anything about it.
You can try it and say you don't like it. I think that's fine.
Yeah. But you have to try it first.
Yeah.
You can't just say you don't like it.
Plus, I feel like I'd want to be in the know with all these things, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
Especially since it's so
popular. I
want to
know
so
what a
popular.
Creeper is and stuff. What makes a creeper so horrible? And like, of course, anyone who's actually played Minecraft understands, I think.
When you're like in that, an open, like you're underground in the caverns and you have like this slightly open area.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear like behind you. You
That's
just
it.
Freak out. You're
That's
just
it.
Like, this is the end.
Or
I'm
your
dead.
Your heart just sinks.
I'm dead.
You don't even freak out. You're just like, I'm just going to sit here now because I'm dead.
I'm losing all my diamond stuff now, so I'm just going to die.
Sometimes it gets blown up in the explosion too, or something like that.
Yeah. And you only have like 5 minutes to recollect it.
Do you?
Yeah, before it despawns.
Shit, I didn't know that. The worst thing that happened to me once was like, I made a bed in my house, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to sleep in my house, except I didn't know the rule that you have to have like every door. You have to place your... Like, I think they updated it, but you had to place your doors from the inside of your house. Otherwise, they wouldn't properly keep out monsters.
Yeah, they updated that.
Yeah. So I was, I got up from my sleep, you know, and I was woken up by, like, these monsters, and then there was a creeper right in my house. And, yeah, and that's basically what happened. He went, spoom, half my
that's
house
your
blew
that's
up.
Your explosion noise spoon
boom
spoon
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 Spoon, yeah. That's what the creeper did, and then my whole house went spoon. Sad days, man. I miss Minecraft, actually.
I think I might start playing it at work. I can do LAN work
stuff. Oh, my goodness. You know, I never actually got into playing that game online. Like, I just play vanilla Minecraft all the time. How about you? Were you?
I played online. I got bored of vanilla.
Yeah, well, I guess I sort of did too, but that's just when I stopped playing.
Yeah.
But there's people there who are, like, totally into the mods, and then they're into, like, downloading maps and playing through those, which I guess can be fun, but I don't know. I most loved the idea of discovering, like, you know, something that's totally natural in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, pre-made. Anything can happen with the randomization that you get down there, especially in the creepy caverns.
Well, but the only problem I have with that is that sometimes the randomization, like, I mean, most of the time it was the same thing. Like, it was just a different location.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything really spectacular about certain things, like a special castle that you could find or something.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean there, but I sort of like some of the random formations that came about. Like, I don't know, I'd go into a cave or something, and yeah. Then I just see this huge, like, waterfall that goes all the way down somewhere, and you could just, like, see, you know, you could see down until it goes completely black, and it's amazing. It's so great.
Yeah. And then ride it down?
God, no.
Why? Because
you hear all the monsters down there, you're like, yeah, I'm going to work my way down there really slowly. I love how you could swim up a waterfall in that game.
Yeah.
Can you still do that?
Yep.
Those were great ladders.
Yeah. That's a way... Well, that's one of the main ways... Things well, I do.
Other than...
For ladders. Other than actual ladders.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like it as much. I like...
Water's cool. And it's so much easier. Better. Right?
Yeah.
All you need is one block of water and then... Instead of like a bajillion blocks of ladder.
Yeah.
That's enough about Minecraft. No, I can't stop talking about Minecraft.
No,
I could talk about Minecraft forever.
Now we can talk about the subject.
You know, yes, AI. How does that tie into Minecraft at all?
Well, the AI is extremely dumb.
Yeah, that's it. They're all pretty fucking stupid. Like, you know,
they'll walk into lava if the lava is in between you and the monster.
Oh yeah,
they'll just walk towards it and into it.
Well, yeah, the thing is. They're nothing more than just like they see you, they run towards you.
Yeah.
That's it, right? The Enderman had some cool things where if you look at him, he'll like freak out and then he'll pop out. He'll pop away somewhere.
That too.
That was pretty neat, actually. That's I've never seen that before in a game. Where you look at it and it goes nuts.
Yes. Never seen that. Actually, now that I can, well, kind of the opposite, but at the same time, what? Close to the same. Now that's where Metro 2033 comes in.
Really?
Not Last Light, because they didn't have this enemy in there.
Some sort of monster?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's where I turned the game off.
just when you started seeing monsters.
Yep. I was like, I didn't know this was a monster game.
The tiny little rat things and stuff.
Oh, that was fine with.
Well, the giant mutated rats, you were fine with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I imagine. I don't remember the game, like, all too well from when I played it.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, what? Like, one of them freaks out?
There was this enemy called the Librarian.
Okay.
And I can't remember. I think it was mainly they lurked in libraries.
Okay.
Because the dry, or, like, the dry air in there because of all the pages absorbing the moisture and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. Something along those lines. Point is, they would not attack you if you were staring at them.
Oh, man. Hey, isn't that like Doctor Who?
Kind of.
Yeah, no, that's just like Doctor Who.
It's just like Doctor Who at
the
Weeping Angels.
Thank you. I knew I wasn't going to get that.
Except the Weeping Angels is if you blink, then they'll like be closer to you and stuff. It's whenever your eyes are on them, they're stone.
Well, maybe it's the same thing.
Well, no, this...
It's the same thing in Metro, except your character never blinks. I mean, I never saw him blink. Imagine that, eh? A game that's like so immersive. That's
because he's blinking in like in direct tandem with your eyes.
Oh, can you imagine? That's yeah.
That's the explanation.
So, like, immersive that like your character actually blinks in the game.
Actually, they do have a game kind of like that. It's Alone in the Dark.
Really?
It's a horror game.
And you're blinking in the game.
You have to blink to clear your vision because it will get blurry if you leave your eyes open too long.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, the librarians. You had to, like, it was interesting the position that they put you in. And this is like a 3-year-old game, so spoilers are kind of not relevant anymore.
Okay.
And it's not really a spoiler I'm going to talk about. Point is, you went into this place and you saw the librarian. Well, first you didn't see the librarians and you're like, okay, whatever, you're just going through. And then you get up to the second floor and you see the librarians and you're like, oh shit, these guys are huge. And they're extremely hard to kill, by the way.
Okay.
So you don't want to.
As huge things are.
Yeah, usually. So you're looking at them, and what you have to do is you have to memorize exactly where all the holes in the floor were, because they had holes in the floor.
Okay.
And they had a certain path that you had to follow in order to get to the other side of the room. And you had to look, stare at the librarian directly in the face, and walk backwards.
Really?
And remember where the holes were.
So you don't fall through them?
So that you don't fall through them and you go to the other side of the floor.
That's really smart. That's cool.
It was scary as hell. Because you want to look at the floor to find out where you're going.
Yeah, but you don't.
But you don't. But you don't want to do that.
For a second, are you dead like immediately?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not dead immediately. It just attacks. It lunges. Oh. And then you have to shove all your ammo into it.
No, I'm not playing that game. Thank you very much.
But then Last Light was different. Last Light, they had a certain enemy that...
Is that a spoiler?
This isn't a spoiler. They had an enemy that... you had to shine your light on them first, kind of like Alan Wake, where you shine your light on them first and then you can shoot them, because they flip over and then you can shoot the soft part of their bellies.
Is the soft part red?
No.
Oh, should have been red. That's a video game for weak spot.
Well, they tell you, they like announce it. They're like, oh, you have to shoot them when they're over. It's like, course. Oh, okay. But yeah, Alan Wake was like that, where you had to shine your light at them until the point where the shadow protecting them burst, and then you could shoot them with your gun.
Weird. Yeah, there was something I wanted to bring up at the beginning of the episode that I forgot to say. Do you know what's still not out? Spelunky. I fucking want that game, and it's still not out. I don't know what this bullshit is.
Did they give a release date, or did they just...
Yeah, the release date said summer, and then a couple of sites said July, and then it was like, oh, the end of July. So I was like, okay. And then the very last day of July was a Tuesday. So I was like, okay, it's got to be this Tuesday then. And then it wasn't, and now I'm disappointed. I'm going to go cry.
Well, I'm waiting for September 10th when Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, comes out. And I'm gonna play that at work.
Oh yeah.
During my 1-hour breaks, and I'm going to pee myself, and everyone's gonna laugh at me.
They won't laugh.
They won't laugh. They'll understand.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be like, "Oh, you're playing it. Oh, okay. Well,
they're surprised you didn't shit."
And then they come and they come with like a rag and like
yeah,
a laundry machine. Just put it next to me, and they're like, "Here you go. It's charity. Just take it, please. We feel so bad for you." And I'll be there like crying in the corner from out of fright, scared of the washing machine for the noise it makes and stuff.
That's enough video games for you.
I'm going to hate my life.
Let's talk about the AI in The Last of Us, because you wanted to talk about this one. You were excited.
Because especially grinning. Just The Last of Us, just it has everything in part with everything. We have to talk about it every episode.
Yeah, for like the next year or so. I want to go out and say something that you're not going to like.
Oh, no.
The AI sucks. No, it doesn't. But some people... Now, here's the thing. You know how there's that delay from when like an enemy sees you?
Yeah.
To like between when he sees you and when you're actually like caught, when you're seen?
Yeah.
You know, some people think that that's like a horrible thing. They're like, oh my god, you could be right in front of the enemy for 2 whole seconds. And, no, then, and then they don't see you.
1 whole second.
Okay, 1 whole second. But still, that's a lot.
That's
I've had some moments where I'm like right in front of the guy. I'm stealthing around, right? I'm right in front of him. And all that happens is it goes, ooh. And then it doesn't, you know, he doesn't see me.
Yeah. But then again, that's with all video games. Because if you...
But no. That's not how it is in all stealth games.
Well, a lot of them.
Look at, like, Metal Gear Solid. If you run out in front of an enemy in full plain sight, they'll see you instantly. Or Hotline Miami, you know, we just played?
Yeah.
Actually, there's a bit of a delay there, too. But I remember times playing Metal Gear Solid 2 where, like, I literally had a foot sticking out from cover. And then the enemy was like, oh, there he is. And it popped up this little box just showing my foot sticking out from the cover. Yeah, that was so cool. But also sort of annoying because I got caught.
Yeah.
But see, like, that's one way to do it. And then the other way is the Last of Us way, you know? Which, like, it worked. It worked for the game. And I understood why they had to do it because it would have been unfair otherwise.
Yeah.
But still, it doesn't bode well for the AI. Like, it just doesn't look good on the enemies.
Yeah, but... What does look good on the enemies is the way they react it to certain situations.
Yeah, they're very smart when they're in combat.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're shooting at them, and then you run out of bullets, and they hear the click of your gun firing on nothing. They will rush you.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments was I was playing this one part. I was about to... like ruin something. I was playing this one part and I was like going up. I don't know, there was a band of them, a band of enemies, and I shot one of them because I thought I could do it sneaky.
Yeah,
but then they all noticed, you know, where I was, and instead of running at me, they all snuck away. They all just fucking disappeared, and I had like the listen mode, you know.
Yeah,
so I listened around and like I couldn't see them anywhere, so I was like, okay, they all just disappeared. I snuck around like the whole level. I was like, I can't find these guys anywhere. I'm just gonna continue through the level. So I started going up like the staircase or whatever.
Yeah.
And just as I'm doing that, this one guy jumps behind me and grabs me and like holds me there. And right in front of me, this other guy jumps out from behind cover and then just shoots the shit out of me till I was dead.
Shit.
Yeah. And they totally outwitted me.
Whoa. I was
dumbfounded. Like, the one guy grabbed me, and then the other guy jumped out and shot me. And it was like a fucking coordinated attack. I couldn't believe it. That's seriously surprising. I wish like we could record things on our PS3, you know? Like, we will
probably be able to. PS4, we will.
Yeah, like, I wish we could do that, because I could just show everyone how amazing that was.
That sounds pretty amazing.
That's one of the, like, highest examples of AI against me in a game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've not heard of any other AI like that. I mean, I've heard of cutscenes and stuff. Well, or like scripted events. Stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't scripted. No, it wasn't. I remember when we saw the demo for The Last of Us a while ago, where they showed the guy who ran into a room.
Yeah.
And then like the person walked through the door, and then the guy like came out and like jumped them, you know, from behind the door. And I was like, I don't know, that sort of seems scripted. That's not something like an enemy would do in a game, you know?
Oh yeah, but I didn't encounter that, and then I encountered it in another room later on, and...
Yeah, okay, you know which part I'm talking about, right? Yeah, and that's a real thing in The Last of Us. It's pretty spectacular sometimes.
It's not scripted. Except, that's the best part.
Yeah, except the thing that sort of ruins it is that you have, like, the listen mode, so it gives you that advantage.
Yeah.
But when you don't have listen mode, like, they can really get the jump on you, which is...
Survival.
Which is some of the best Survivor thing. Mode. Yeah, yeah. Even when they're not sneaking, but like they're searching for you and they know you're around somewhere, it's also pretty impressive. You'll hear the enemies, go like, okay, I'm going to go this way and you go that way. And like, it's real. They're actually pointing to where they're going.
And they're
talking about it.
I kind of hated that sometimes not hated it, but it was good for me.
Oh, okay, because they're telling you, like, where they're going?
Yeah, no, not that they're telling me where they're going, but they're telling me that there's more than one person.
Oh, yeah. Because
I thought there was one person left, and then he's like, okay, you go that way, yeah, I go this way. And I'm like, damn it. I didn't kill, I only killed one of them, I didn't kill the other guy.
Yep. So that I thought was really cool. What else do they do in the game? Oh, there's the partner AI, which is not the best
part. Not best, no.
See, here's the thing that they did in the game, was they had to... It had to be one way or the other, okay? You have your partner, and like, he or she follows you around the level.
Yep.
And if they... Like, if you're sneaking around an enemy, and the stupid AI, like, happens to run right into the enemy, what's going to happen?
Nothing.
That's it. It could have been one way or the other. It could have been... It's realistic, and the enemy sees them and goes, there they are.
Yeah.
But that would have been realistic, but actually, like, fucking frustrating, because it happens so often.
Especially since, like, you can't control the AI. Exactly. And the AI will be dumb sometimes.
Or they could have the enemies be completely blind to your oblivious partners. Even if they're bumping right into the enemies, they will not notice them. But that way, it doesn't get in your way. Yeah. It doesn't fuck you up.
And I like it
that way. For reasons that aren't... Yeah, I think I'd actually have to go with it that way.
I mean, it would be horribly... It would be impossible to complete the game without rage quitting a couple of times.
Yeah.
If they did it that way. Because you wouldn't be able to sneak. It would be impossible to sneak around. Yeah,
exactly.
Especially with... What's his name? Bill?
Yeah. Oh, he's so loud.
He's always running everywhere. Yeah. And it's like, he's God, like, Bill, you made me legs. Think. I thought that he was a clicker, a runner, a...
Yeah, yeah,
so many times. So on and so forth. Every fight, I think he's one of the enemies.
If a tank had legs, it wouldn't be louder than Bill. Like, this guy's just running around the room, and there's an enemy right there. He doesn't hear Bill at all.
And then you turn to shoot it, but then you're like, oh, wait, it's Bill. Yeah, okay, calm down.
But I guess this sort of makes sense. He's a pretty hefty guy, you know? Oh, fuck. Makes a lot of noise when you run. I want to move on to Resistance. And I picked this one out to talk about AI, because I remember before the first one came out, sort of a big deal was made about how, like, smart the enemies were. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Nope.
I guess they were pretty smart. The enemies being the Chimera, okay. You know, the aliens, whatever. And playing through the game, I did encounter a couple of moments where I was actually just surprised by, like, the kind of stuff that they did. Like, I remember this one time I was going up to this door, and like, I saw this one on the other side, so I start shooting at him, and then, like, he runs off somewhere. And like the next thing I know, this grenade comes and bounces off the door and straight to where I am. And I don't know, like, maybe it was a coincidence, you know?
Maybe.
But, like, I don't know. He just shot a grenade right through the door, like, towards me. And I was like, that was smart. That was good.
And then
might've just been a coincidence. Yeah. And then I ducked, but they weren't the dumbest enemies out there. They were good.
Let me try and think if there's a game with really dumb enemies.
Oh, dude, there's so many.
Yeah, but...
Oh, Far Cry 2. Oh, I love to shit on that game. Far Cry 2, right? You played it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, what happened in that game all the time. I tried to play stealthy. So I'd, like... And there are these encampments in the game. It's like, I'd sneak up, I'm on my belly or whatever, as low as you could be in that game.
Yeah.
And I'd go and I'd snipe this one guy with a fucking silenced sniper rifle. I'd snipe one guy in the encampment, and then they all turn around. There he is. And then they all run towards me. What is that bullshit? That pissed me off so much about the game. Like, that completely ruined all my hopes
and my hopes, your dreams.
All my excitement of, you know, being this stealthy guy, picking everyone off. That's how I like to play.
The thing that annoyed me was whenever I was riding around my Jeep or whatever,
yeah,
it would constantly get attacked by enemy convoys and stuff.
Yeah.
The thing that annoyed me was that they were way too often, and they were way too easy to defeat. Well, because I had a turret on my Jeep.
Mm-hmm. I always took one with a turret.
Go to turret, shoot everyone up, and then just drive again. And I didn't even... Like, it was just blasé.
Definitely one of my least favorite parts of the game.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's exactly an AI issue, you know?
Well, I don't think that means it's stupid. I mean, the AI just comes...
They respawn too much. That's what the problem was. But yeah. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I guess, I got nothing else to say about Resistance. or Far Cry, for that matter. Jesus. I never want to talk about that game again. I was going to talk about a couple of the tactics games that I played recently. Namely, Disgaea. The one I brought that up before. And Final Fantasy Tactics. And they're actually pretty smart in these games. Disgaea, not so much. But Tactics... Final Fantasy Tactics, like, they kick your ass. If you have one enemy, party member, you know, player, who, like, has very little health or something, they will all, like, gang up on that player. And, like, that's smart. That's you know, that's what you do when you're playing.
Yeah.
But I hated it, you know? I was playing the game, and I was like, no, please don't team up on my weakest character. Like, that's the last thing I want to happen.
Well, it's kind of like the way the AI works in the game that I'm testing. Can't say much about it, but let's say you have two players. One of them is a higher level.
Yeah.
Slash has more power to its weapon. The enemies will not always. They will usually attack the more powerful player first.
Yeah.
So they'll all gang up on the most powerful player, and then they'll attack whoever attacks them from that point forward.
Yeah.
But it's interesting the way they swarm on the highest level first.
Really?
Yep.
So it's the opposite of what happens in Tactics.
Yep.
Now, that's sort of like a stupid thing for the enemy to do.
It's stupid in the way of, like, thinking of it that way. As a real life scenario.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking of it video game wise, it's a smart thing to do because you're weakening the higher level enemy.
Oh, well, no, even then, I remember playing World of Warcraft and it was always like, well, I used to play WoW.
Well, think of the way we play. We go after the most powerful enemy first.
Okay, maybe. What, and then pick off
the minions. And then pick off the minions afterwards.
Yeah, but maybe that's not the best choice. Because what we did in World of Warcraft was don't all team up on the boss first. Team up on the other things. Because they do damage too, you know? Maybe a fraction of the damage. So you wanna take them out, because they're really easy to kill. And then you focus on the boss. And that's how the AI thinks in these tactics games that I'm playing. But it's frustrating because I wanna like level up my weakest characters. You know, to bring them up to the same level as my strongest ones. And I just can't do that because they're always the first ones to die. Yeah. I was going to say, you know, from the enemy's perspective, sure, that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
It makes the AI smart. But maybe it's not the best, like, gamey thing for the player, you know? It's just, it feels bad. It's ruining the fun. It sucks. Yeah, but yeah, that's that. Mm. Smart. Except in Disgaea, they're really stupid. If you're like 5 blocks away from the enemy, they won't even move. They'll just sit there and not do anything until you get close enough. That's really dumb.
There was a game I played recently that you could sneak kill people and stuff.
Okay.
And they just walk over the body like as if like the guy wasn't alive before.
Well, The Last of Us did that a couple of times, but I think that was only when they already knew that you were there.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that happened in The Last of Us. Like, sometimes you'd kill an enemy, and then, like, his friend would see him, and you'd go, oh my god, he's dead, right?
Yeah.
And instead of, like, calling and telling everyone, they would, without fail, walk over to the body and lean over it for, like, 10 fucking seconds.
Okay, not going, 10 like, seconds.
No, yeah, like I'm exaggerating. Seconds. Not 2, more like 5. And yeah, he'd just be like, well, there's a killer out here. I'm going to bend over for 10 seconds now and just hope nothing happens to me. And
well, because he's thinking maybe his friend just fainted or something.
Yeah, yeah. Or even more ridiculous, when you do this to like 5 different enemies at a time, and so there's this pile of 5 bodies, and this one guy's like, whoa, what are they doing on the ground? Let me lean over. This is a thing that seriously happened in the game, and I sort of exploited it when I was playing on Survivor, this one part I couldn't get by. So that's something that is maybe not the best thing.
Yeah. of course, every game's gonna have their little bugs like that.
Yeah, yeah, but it could have been fixed. Like if you did it twice, if there were two bodies yeah. beside each other, then they'd be like, "Well, there's a person here killing people," you know?
Panic.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a long time ago, before Metal Gear Solid 4 came out.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that one?
No. Yes.
It starts in a like a deserty area, like a Middle Eastern area.
No, I haven't played it. All or right. Well, I played a bit of the beginning and then I didn't continue.
Well, there goes that thing again where I asked you if you played a game and you didn't. So often. Anyways.
Well, at least I brought up Metro 2033 and
that's true.
Last Light.
That's true, and I haven't played either of those sort of.
Well, yeah.
In Metal Gear Solid, I remember they were saying before the game came out that they had gotten rid of the alert stage. Like, I don't know if you ever played Metal Gear Solid, but an enemy sees you, they go into alert, right? And then there's a timer that runs down. And then once they're out of alert, then it's like caution or something.
Yeah.
And then once the caution timer goes down, then it's back to normal.
Scot-free. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were saying like, oh, they're going to go for a more dynamic alert system where, I don't know, it wasn't going to be as simple and structured as that.
Okay.
And that sort of sounded promising, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe like he'd have to go run and tell his friends or something, you know, instead of just being like, bloom, one guy sees you, everyone knows where you are. But that's not how it ended up happening. When the game finally came out, there was an alert thing. It still went bling when they saw you. And yeah. So basically,
they lied.
Kojima's a fucking liar. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know. Sometimes things just don't work out, you know?
Yeah.
Better to keep it how it was before, if it worked.
I'm looking forward to how the AI works in Watch Dogs when that comes out.
Why? Do you think it's going to be awesome?
I think it might be awesome.
It did look pretty promising from the demos they've been showing.
Yeah.
Right? Where you have the guy and he's like, shit, you're never going to get me. And then he runs away.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that happen all the time in a game, you know?
Not a guy going,
you're never going to get me. You're never going to get me. but like that sort of.
Try to run away from you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they can't fight you.
Why?
Well, because they...
Didn't the guy have, like, a knife on him in the demo?
He had a gun.
Oh, well. What an idiot. What did he run away for?
Well, because...
He shot you in the head.
Because...
Yeah, what were you going to say?
But he kept missing.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean, like... It would be cool if... Like, you know, you have certain games where you have 20 enemies on you.
Yeah.
And you wipe the floor with all of them.
Yeah.
And there's like one other in the corner and he comes running towards you. It would be way better if they just, like, they're starting to do this a little more often, but it would be way better if the guy just cowered in the corner or something because he saw you mutilate everyone.
Wow. I'm trying to think of a game that did that. I think Metal Gear Solid 4 actually had something like that where I don't think it was when you like mutilated everyone, you know. I think if an enemy saw you, he'd still try to shoot you.
Yeah.
But like there were some things that would trigger your enemy to just freak out. Like you just have him like basically curl up in a ball and you talk to himself or something. One of those things was an unlockable mask in the game that was the face of Big Boss, who in that game is like this, I don't know, he looks like a corpse basically. So you have so your face looks like this bloody corpse and you're walking around. And if an enemy sees you, like, from head on, he'll just freak out. He just curls up in a ball and freaks out. that was really cool.
Well, like, in Metro Last Light, there's a few rooms where if you killed everyone...
Yeah.
Like, you alerted everyone and then you just killed everyone. There's, like, one or two guys that would just get on their knees and... put their guns on the ground and then just put their hands over their head and say, I surrender.
Really?
And then you had the choice of whether to kill them or not. And of course there was a karma based system in there of a sorts.
That's
and
cool.
I didn't know that until like already killed two surrendering guys.
Oh.
And then I realized it because it was like this flash of white if you were doing something right.
Okay. Okay.
And so I went on and did the right thing from there on. But I still didn't get the good ending.
We're at 40 minutes now. I should have gone up to check to see if our computer is actually recording. I forgot to do that, so let's just cross our fingers.
That would suck.
It really would. We basically would have been talking especially loud for no reason for an hour. Which I don't mind talking, but
my voice hurts. we would have also wasted all this
air.
Not air.
Effort.
We wouldn't have been able to put into this. We wouldn't have been able to talk about this stuff again.
That's true.
Because we would have been bored.
It would be ungenuine.
And it, yeah.
There's gotta be a better word for that. Fake. I think at 40 minutes we should have moved on.
There's another word for that. Fake.
Yeah. So we don't have a furry favorite today. As I said, we've been sort of unprepared this week because my computer died.
Yeah.
My laptop died.
It just blew up.
Just crapped out. I forgot to mention this at the beginning, by the way.
No.
So
we're using your upstairs computer and running a wire all the way down to the basement.
So we have this huge wire running into another room.
But I mean, maybe we could,
from where we're recording.
Maybe we could try seeing how my iPhone would record.
Yeah.
Or see if it works.
Or if this works, you know. Yeah, if this works, it works. So I thought instead of doing the furry favorite, since we don't have that this week.
Yeah.
We should actually just talk about stuff that we're looking forward to.
Okay.
That's a good idea. We talk about stuff that we've played already.
Or are playing. We never talk about what we're looking forward to. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to? Number one.
Number one at the moment is GTA 5.
Ah, me too.
I can't wait to just... because that world looks epic.
Yeah.
And then I saw the multiplayer gameplay trailer recently.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It looks really promising, right? Yes. Speaking of games that give a lot of promise, such as Watch Dogs with their AI and stuff.
But then again, GTA seems to deliver a lot of the times.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people were disappointed in GTA 4 for valid reasons. I sort of was. And I think that's a great reason to doubt 5. Just because, like, I don't want people to get their hopes up too high, you know?
But they're saying that they're improving things like the driving system. You know, I hate the driving system in GTA 4 for the way you have to move the mouse around. Like, this is
the
on
mouse,
PC.
What the hell?
On PC.
What are you talking about?
You have to move the mouse with where you're driving. It doesn't turn the camera automatically.
I'm not sure I understand.
Where, like, if you're driving and you turn left, for example.
Okay.
Your camera will still be facing forward. So you'll see the side of the car instead. And so you have to move your mouse to actually see where you're going.
That's not something you'd want to do?
That's something I find extremely stupid.
Like they give a shit about PC. I wonder when GTA... like, people are freaking out because they haven't even announced GTA 5 for PC.
Oh, they said that, well, for the moment at least, it's going to be just consoles.
Yeah. But that, you know, we all know it's coming to PC at some point.
Oh, yeah. That's how GTA 4 was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Exactly.
They all came out
later.
Why
are they freaking out again?
I don't know. Because I guess people sort of assume at this point they should be closer together.
Well, no, because it harms sales, actually. Because more people will be able to torrent it and stuff.
That's what I was going to say. That was my point. Remember I told you this last time?
Yes.
This is just a theory. But I think that when they release a game, you know, simultaneously on PC, as they do on consoles, there's a couple of people who have a console and a PC, who will go, oh, I'll just torrent it, you know, since it's on PC.
Yeah.
If it wasn't released on PC,
yeah,
some people might just have they might just have to buy it on the console. That's it. That's why I think they actually want to delay the PC release.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
I think so.
I mean, I'm buying the PS3 version right away because it's not coming out on PC.
There you go.
I think I'd probably buy it on PC as well.
That's good to hear.
I wouldn't do illegal stuff.
No. Who the hell would do that? Bad people. Bad people is here.
Bad people.
No, but seriously, I seriously wouldn't. I'm like the most anti-piracy person you know.
Well, am I? Actually, completely, not, completely irregardless. Blah, blah, blah.
Irregardless.
Completely irrelevant to video gaming.
What?
But there's a guy, this old man, that has been pirating movies for a long while and sending them off to the troops that are fighting in Afghanistan and stuff.
Okay.
So, what do you think of this guy's efforts? He uses over $30,000 a year of his pension to do that.
Hold on. He uses money to download things for free?
To download the torrents and stuff, then burn it to discs, and then ship it off.
That's so weird. So wait, do you use this to completely justify pirating?
No. I'm not using it to justify anything. I'm just asking because you said you're always against piracy.
No, I just said I'm the most anti-piracy person. Like for myself, I just will not allow myself to do that.
Okay, because I was.
I totally understand that it's a thing, you know. And sometimes it's totally necessary. Like when you buy a CD and one track on the CD completely doesn't work. And it's a 30-minute song and you really wanted to listen to it.
Okay,
so you tell yourself, okay, just this one time I'm going to download a song. But I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Or like, for example...
And I don't feel bad about it.
Metro Last Light. I actually torrented that.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have it on Steam. It's just that I didn't feel like getting bothered by Steam notifications. I didn't bother.
Really?
I didn't feel like having all that stuff happen. Like, I didn't... I don't know. I felt I'd rather just re-download the game... And then
that sounds so unnecessary.
I know, but my brain it worked differently that one day that I was doing it, and then I realized afterwards it would have been much simpler because I was like, oh, I have it on this account and this and that, but then I have to log in and
that's how I feel. And then computers, I just fucking hate computers so much. You've heard this from me.
Yeah. I've heard you swearing about everything about computers.
Just, internet, mouse, all those things. Just keyboards. I just hate computers. Screens. All right.
What about your PlayStation 3?
That's different, you know? It's different. They should have a computer that you can completely control. This doesn't make any sense. That you can completely control with a controller. And I'm saying this doesn't make any sense
because it does
probably,
happen.
Yeah, there probably is exist. A way to do it. No, but I mean, you could browse the web and stuff with it.
But you can't.
It'd be like the worst way to do that.
It would be, actually.
But I think it would make me happier with using the computer.
You're just sitting there going, this is so difficult, but I'm happier now.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't that make sense, though, to you?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Anyways, I can't wait for... Watchmen and Beyond Two Souls to come out.
Man, you're taking my answers.
Watch Dogs. Why do I keep saying Watchmen?
Yeah.
Watch Dogs.
I didn't even notice, actually.
And then Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, you're taking all my answers. Beyond Two Souls, I'm really looking forward to. Watchmen. What about PS4 games? Anything for that?
Not yet. Nothing at all. Okay. I'm waiting for... I have it at...
What?
I don't know. I forget what I was saying. But point is, there are some games on PS4 that I'm looking forward to, like
Infamous. You're gonna say Infamous. Killzone.
Okay, yes. Infamous.
That one looks
Killzone good. Doesn't look the greatest to me because I don't like the jungle look to it this time.
It looks really pretty, but I'm not interested in Killzone very much. Yeah.
But I like Killzone 3. I just don't like the look of this one.
All right.
But I'll play it anyways, probably. But anyways, so yeah, Infamous, definitely. Uncharted 4 maybe might come out with on the PS4 later on.
Yeah, but you can't even mention that. That hasn't even been talked about yet.
Well, they hinted towards them making an Uncharted 4, but only for PS4.
I'm sure it'll happen.
So there's that. There's also, what's the word?
Max Payne.
Mad Max.
Oh.
No.
Right, Mad Max.
Mad Max is coming out.
I have no interest.
I have kind of an interest in that.
No.
There's there's that game that was same people who did Bastion, Transistor.
Yes. One thing that I did recently was I went to my brother's house, and he's like, oh man, I'm totally going to get a PS4. And he's like, show me stuff that I'm going to buy for it. Because, like, I know the video games and stuff.
Okay. Right?
So I was like, okay, well, I'll show you, you know, Infamous. Maybe you'll like that. Not Knack. I didn't show him Knack. Oh, that looks fun.
Knack
looks I showed good, him yeah. Killzone. And he's like, that's cool. That's great. It looks fun. But, like, I want something that's really going to blow me away, you know? Nothing's really blown me away yet. Like when you were looking at the first games of this generation. Because the jump is much smaller. And I said, oh, I know. I told him to look up The Division. Did you see the trailer for that?
Yes. But
the beginning of it?
That's actually going to be on PlayStation as well. PlayStation 3 as well.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Division?
Yeah, okay. Well, but they assured us that the gameplay demo that you saw there was running on PS4. Which is surprising because, like, I showed him this video. And it starts off and, like, you're not sure. It looks like a cutscene or something. And then it, like, transitions seamlessly into gameplay. And like, it just looks really good.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Sort of similar to Watch Dogs in the way that you have the menus and stuff.
Yep.
And like, I got halfway through this and I was like, yeah, but, you know, this is probably on, like, a really high-end PC or something. And he looked at, like, the info or whatever it was. Or maybe, like, they showed the guy's hands with the controller. But it was being run on a PS4. Which was, like, surprising.
Well, GTA 5 was surprising. That's actually that was run on a PS3.
Yeah.
That wasn't a high-end PC or anything, and I was super surprised about that. One last game that's really interesting that I am going to play as soon as I can, which I think probably just came out / is coming out in the next week or so.
What?
The Bureau.
Oh, the XCOM game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more interested...
I don't like the other XCOM.
You played it?
I'm more interested
in that one.
Because this one looks more like a Bioshock, but with aliens.
It's a first-person shooter, right?
Yeah. First-person shooter, story, single-player.
See, yeah, that's what happened, right? There was the two XCOM games. There's the first-person shooter one, and then there's, like, the tactics one.
I got really annoyed that other XCOM came out before this one, even though I had heard about The Bureau before, and I thought it was going to be called XCOM, and I was like, oh, XCOM's coming out, I'm going to get it. And then I look at the trailer and I'm like, this isn't XCOM. This isn't the XCOM that I know. What is this?
It was just crazy development stuff.
It really made me cry that they confused me like that.
It made you cry?
Yeah. And then
but don't worry, because your game's coming out next week.
Yes. Or now is already out. I don't know. I'm going to find out tonight.
I was gonna say tonight, but that works too.
Tonight sounds cool.
Tell me how it is, because I have no interest in playing it, but I want to hear if it's bad, because then I could say I told you so. And I'm gonna play the old one, the not really old, but the one before.
Okay,
it's free for both of us, right?
Yeah.
It's free for Plus. Guys, if you are listening and you have a PS3 or something and you don't have PlayStation Plus...
then you're missing out on a lot.
I really think you ought to get it. Unless you're just not interested in playing that many games, which I can understand as well.
Yeah.
Because I, you know,
I've gotten over $300 of free games.
Way more, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm definitely over $300 worth of free games.
Okay.
Over the past year... And actually, at some point in time, it was more than $200 worth of free games over 2 months. And it's only $50 a year.
Yeah, and not to mention the discounts and stuff.
Yep.
Like, didn't we get a discount on Rayman when we downloaded it?
There you go. Like half price.
There you go. I think we're going to wrap it up soon. So, well, games that we're excited for.
Ish.
Yeah, now. Pretty much now.
Yeah.
Just to wrap up, though. Games that we're excited for. GTA 5, Watch Dogs, Beyond Two Souls. Well, what else did we have there?
Division.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the trailer's awesome, but I don't know if I want to buy it.
Okay.
Okay, well, you could be excited for it. Not me, though. XCOM. Woo! Yeah. And most of all, Spelunky. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for Spelunky as well.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. If you want, you could send us. I totally forgot to mention all this stuff.
The email that we didn't check today.
Yes, you could send us stuff to our email at pausebuttoncast@gmail.com. If you send us something, once again, we will definitely read it on the air. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. This is so sad. I feel it, man. Next week's topic is going to be...
Energy bars.
Thank you. Energy bars.
Mana bars.
Mana bars. Rage bars.
Rage,
I think that was one of them in World of Warcraft.
Anything regarding any kind of energy.
Yeah. Like superpower bars or something.
Super.
I don't know, I'm thinking magic. Mana.
Sorry,
all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, that slapping on my knee.
Yeah, he slaps his knee a lot. He's from the south.
I've done it 2 times.
Oh, okay. Well, then you didn't have to apologize for it.
Okay.
Well. If you have anything else you want to submit to us, a song or a furry favorite, I don't know, some sort of anything, if you want to talk about next week's topic, you know, a game that you think does it in an interesting way or whatever, send it to us, pausebuttoncast@gmail.com. If you want to add us on for affinity, I am Alabaster, T-R-E at the end, you...
R laces.
You don't say R. Unless you're talking about yourself in third person.
Yes.
You am laces.
All okay, right. Fine. I am laces. L-A-C-E-Z. No, S.
S.
S. S. S. Because Z was already taken.
There we go. We've been through that before.
And never used.
If you actually look at us on that, we're going to see that we uploaded snippets of our episodes. I'm going to do it. I'm totally going to do it tonight.
Okay.
That's it. We hope to see you.
And I'm
going to
download it off of yours and then upload it to mine.
Yeah, do that. We hope to see you and hear from you next week. And until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye and good night and good morning and good day.
You know what our intro song should be?
Oh God!
What? The welcome song from My Little Pony.
No.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
No. Nope.
Welcome to pause button episode 4. All right.
You ready?
It's 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.